Like, I'm just happy that we're home, and I'm happy that we're at 500. And it's really good when you go around the city now and people congratulate you on the road trip, which is good because you're back in the running, which is good. You got to kind of keep it going. Yeah, I would agree. And that's exactly what you want from a veteran leader. That's why he's a good veteran leader, you know. And it's funny, but those are the things that you have to remind the players in the room, and that's what gets done, you know. When he says things like that to you guys or whatever, he's obviously well aware of it, you know. It does makes my job a lot easier. You can talk about some specific things without worrying too much about getting up for the game, but I think our players will be ready.
There's been lots of angst about Ole. What do you think of his game and how he's played?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've liked this game a lot, and I've told him the other day that I'm not looking at this game as numbers for me, you know, because for me he's does a lot of things. He's really good player in position, in support in the D zone. I watched all the games back, so I always see what he does for our team, you know. And I don't measure his production in numbers like people would relate with him. If our power play was going better, he might have more numbers as well, as other guys would benefit too. So he brings a lot to the table, you know, and I'm happy he's with our team, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't remember what I was talking about there to elaborate on that, but I mean, you're talking about our, you know, the one thing is we're defending pretty good in our D zone, but I think for us it's more from a standpoint of we're managing the puck in our zone in support positions to break it out of our zone to get it up into the neutral zone. We're doing way better there this year than last year, and that's from more of a coaching standpoint that I see that we're doing. But the other thing we're doing is we're getting timely goals right now, which sometimes you don't. So we're going to have to make sure we defend. So we've been defending a lot better. So that helps us. If the goals don't come, then we're still in games. We've been fortunate we've been able to score first. Every team wants to score first. But I can't remember the statement that I talked a little bit about. But I'm happy with how we're supporting the puck on breakout. That's what's and that and some other areas were playing smart in our D zone, and by that I mean we're not giving up too much. They're in there for some time. I'd like to be them not to be in there as long as they are, but that's okay. We're giving them perimeter stuff, which is what we need to continue to do. You don't address everything with your leadership group, and I don't recall that I did too much then. I was in a general sense of things. I just wasn't happy. I didn't think we were competing hard enough. I thought we weren't, some areas, we weren't giving ourselves a chance to win games. That's where I was unhappy. And there were certain areas that I was unhappy with in our game. And one of them was the battle levels and certain other areas, managing pucks in certain areas that we'd been covering for some time without going through it in practice because we don't practice much anymore. And that's where I was upset about. Like, well, I'm not going to go on the ice and paint lines and tell you where we need to do this stuff. Somewhere in here, players have to be responsible. And I think that they took it upon themselves after that meeting and said, we got to do better. Because we weren't happy. We weren't winning a whole lot, and we were inconsistent. And so I don't think they were any happier either. But I thought that we played better after that. And although maybe we didn't get the results, our game started to come around a little bit. And as I was tired, I think they were tired too, and it was just the way it was. And I think it started to get itself going in the right direction.
Have you seen something different?
No. Yeah, I've seen. The only thing I've seen different is he's skating way better. That, to me, is what drives his game. And he's skating way better. He's way more involved in the play, but it's because of his legs, because he's skating. He's more physical. He's getting more shots. He's getting more chances. He's checking better. He's back checking better. He's playing more because he's playing well, you know. So most of it's coming from his skating because he is a good skater. You saw the goal in Jersey there. He's just, you know. That's what he can do. He can, like, he got fired out of a slingshot in that one. That's how he plays.
you heard Zach Grimm was released from the hospital?
Well, that was good. You know, I was. We got a text from Lee Stubbs, one of our strength trainer there, and he was commenting on how much of a good attitude he had, because he spent 4 or 5 days with him, you know, in the hospital and, you know, under some pretty big stress. But he said he had a tremendous attitude, and his recovery is really coming really good. So that's great. That's really happy for him. I spoke with him briefly 2 days after, I believe it was, because he couldn't talk much. I had to wait. I text him, but he wasn't reading his texts. So I have spoken with him, but I will speak with him here shortly again.
The maturity that you're seeing.
Well, you know what, his streaks. Yeah.
I'm just looking at 2-7 before this one.
Yeah. No, I know. I think if you play the right way. I'd like to see us get our power play going. That's, you know, we don't get too many power plays in a game, one or two, it seems, the last while. I'd like to just get our power play going, because that's where you're going to be able to help yourself eliminate streaks, you know, if you can get, because there's going to come a time where the goals aren't coming. They're not there. So that puts more stress and pressure in a power play. If that came around a bit more, we got, you know, but I think it's coming. We're getting some areas where we're getting some chances and we're doing some things right. So that would be the one area. But I think the consistency in your play is going to not make your team so streaky. As you develop consistency, normally you develop consistency in practice and then games and everywhere. But if you can be consistent in your game, which we've been, these things work themselves out, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good two-way player, you know. I don't know enough about Travis. I know he's a local guy, you know. No, I don't focus too much on the opponents. I do focus on the key guys though, because those key guys can be dangerous, like Kovalchuk, for example. He'd have to pay a little bit of attention to him. He plays 30 minutes a night. You know, Brodeur, you know, who's injured, but because he handles the puck and he can help their team on breakout, but I do focus on those things. But you know, all I know is Travis is, he's a good two-way player that knows how to win, and he plays a good game. He's a guy that certainly you'd like to have on your team.
He just seems like he's one of your kind of guys that are responsible.
He is, yeah, because he knows how to win. That's just what I like, winning.
Charlie Sheen?
Yes, yeah.
Kind of
Just winning is just good. Okay, guys, have a good day.